MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone is joining us. And Andy, welcome.
Good morning, Bill. We're here early in a week with some tough news out of Red Sox Nation, of course.
Yeah, the passing of a longtime Red Sox broadcaster, Jerry Remy. So, Andy, fill us in. Your reaction.
Well, I mean, it wasn't a total shock when I heard the news yesterday morning. I mean, we kind of think Red Sox fans kind of saw it coming after Remy made his last appearance at Fenway Park, throwing out the first pitch in the wild card game against the Yankees. He threw that pitch to Dennis Eckersley, and you know, it kind of had a feel of a farewell send-off at that point. Of course, as you mentioned, Remy, a second baseman with the Sox, longtime play-by-play announcer on NESN. He passed away on Saturday, the age of 68, after another battle with lung cancer. He had 7 bouts of lung cancer, believe it or not. Just incredible. He played for the Sox for 7 seasons, 1978 through 84, and he was in the broadcast booth from 1988 until August of this year. And, you know, obviously Red Sox broadcasts will never be the same, especially on NESN, not having Remy in the booth. And he's going to be missed, no doubt about it.
I saw a clip on NESN where it looked like it was actually Ned Martin, who one of my all-time Red Sox favorite announcers, introduced Jerry Remy to the broadcast booth as his color analyst back whatever that year was you mentioned, Andy. But that must have been it, 88, I guess you said?
Yeah, his first game in the booth was April the 6th of 1988. It was a game against the Tigers. In fact, NESN ran that game last night going up against the World Series. I actually ended up watching more of that game than the actual World Series game last night. But that was definitely Remy's first game in the booth, and he was working with Ned Martin at the time. And, you know, two great voices, no doubt about it, doing games back in 1988, that's for sure. But Remy, you know, you could see he was a little raw at that point with his first game in the booth, but obviously he morphed into the excellent play-by-play, I should say, excellent color guy that the Red Sox had for listeners for many, many years.
And I know, I think at one point, probably early on, what they did was NESN did some of the games, Channel 38 did the other games, and I think Sean McDonough did the Channel 38 games. So that's when I think he first teamed up with Sean McDonough as well. And I do credit Sean McDonough with a lot of bringing Jerry Remy out in his career and bringing out his personality over the air.
Oh, no doubt about it. I think that even went a step further when Jerry got teamed up with Don Orsillo in the NESN booth. Those two had a tremendous rapport together doing games for many years. And, you know, it's just not going to be, like I said, it's not going to be the same listening to games on NESN. It'll be interesting to see who ends up being the lead color commentator going forward for the Red Sox. Obviously, over recent years, where Remy had to take time away from working on the air, they had plenty of different people stepping in, and we'll have to see how that all plays out going forward. But at this point, the Red Sox will just, you know, Red Sox Nation mourn the loss of Remy. It's a tough day for sure.
Yeah, it's a little salute to Jerry Remy. Our thoughts with his for his family and so on. We do have a video clip of him up on this post, Andy, with him on that pizza incident. I won't go into it. We won't talk about it. It's all self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. You've got to check that out if you haven't seen it. I know it was on Twitter over the weekend, and so we got it. We popped it up there. It kind of brings out the, you know, when the game wasn't all that exciting, when balls and strikes didn't keep you on the edge of your seat. There was something else sometimes that Jerry Remy would bring to the broadcast for sure. So,
oh, no doubt. That is one of the best clips out there with Remy and showing you what kind of entertainment he can bring to a situation. That's a must-watch.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday, Andy, and it's funny. You know, I'm looking at it and I go, okay, here it goes. But the beauty of it was is it goes on and it just gets better in a very subtle kind of comedic way, you know, that you you don't necessarily expect, but there you go. Yeah,
absolutely. It's there's plenty of those type of deals out there with Remy and his clips over the years, but that one's definitely at the top.
Yeah, you got it. All right, you mentioned Red Sox Classics, Andy. Before we get to the World Series, what's on Red Sox Classics today?
Well, scheduled at 3:00 this afternoon on NESN Plus, a game from June 20th of '88, as the Sox beat the Indians 14-7 in Cleveland. Mike Greenwell had a pair of home runs in this one. Ellis Burks, Jim Rice also went deep. Dwight Evans drove in 4. And again, you can hear Jeremy's voice in that game. Obviously, that's the first year he was in the Red Sox booth.
All right, 1988. Wow, okay. Hey, World Series, Game 5 played last night, and the Braves needing one win. They break out on top 4-0 with a grand slam home run, end up losing 9-5. But you got all that information. But take us through the World Series and maybe even begin back with Game 1.
Yeah, we'll start with Game 1. That was back last Tuesday. That was in Houston as the Braves beat the Astros 6-2. Obviously, the Braves DH Jose Soler in that game became the first player in Major League history to lead off the World Series with a home run. Second baseman Ozzie Albee of the Braves, he stole a base in the first inning. So everyone in the country can get a Doritos Locos Taco on November the 4th, so plan your lunch accordingly. And unfortunately for the Braves, their starting pitcher Charlie Morton left that game in the third inning after fracturing his right fibula when hit by a ground ball. In fact, Morton threw 16 pitches in the game before leaving with that injury. So that's quite an accomplishment right there, I would say. And then on Wednesday, Game 2 of the World Series in Houston, the Astros come back, beat Braves 7-2. Astros scoring four times in the second inning to get the early lead. The first time in World Series history, two players of Jewish heritage face each other as the Astros' Alex Bregman stepped into the batter's box against Braves pitcher Max Fried. Also on Wednesday, Tampa Bay Rays DH Nelson Cruz was named the winner of the 2021 Roberto Clemente Award for his humanitarian efforts. On Thursday was an off day as the World Series shifting to Atlanta, but there was some news as Bob Melvin agreed to a three-year contract to become the next manager of the San Diego Padres. The A's allowed Melvin to interview for the job, despite the franchise picking up Melvin's 2022 option. Melvin did manage the A's for 11 season. He will replace Chase Tingler, who was fired back in October. And on Friday, the World Series resumed in Atlanta. Game 3, Braves shutting out the Astros 2-0, 5 Braves pitcher combined on a no-hitter. That no-hitter was lost in the eighth inning on a bloop single to left. Saturday, Game 4 of the World Series in Atlanta saw the Braves nip the Astros 3-2. Braves getting back-to-back home runs from Dansby Swanson, Jorge Soler in the bottom of the seventh to take that 3-2 lead. And as you mentioned last night in Game 5, the Astros come back and beat the Braves 9-5 on the brink of elimination. Former Sox utility player Marwin Gonzalez, remember him from earlier this season. He went back to the Astros late in the season. He had a key two-run single in the fifth inning, breaking a 5-all tie for Gonzalez, his first RBI since September 20th. Also a little bit of history in this game as well, as Astros pitcher Zach Greinke became the first pitcher to get a pinch-hit single, or a pinch-hit period, in a World Series game since Jack Bentley of the New York Giants in 1923. So the series now goes back to Houston, with the Braves leading 3-2, Game 6 tomorrow night, and if necessary, a Game 7 on Wednesday in Houston, and obviously we'll cover that for you later on in the week.
Andy, I've got to pick up on something you mentioned a while ago now, but you keep mentioning these things, the Doritos Locos Taco. You seem to keep us, in the last few years, updated on these offers. Are you a big Doritos Locos Taco fan?
Well, I am when they're free. Okay. So I will definitely take a swing by my local Taco Bell on that's Thursday, coming up this Thursday. So there is one not too far from my other place of employment. So I will make sure to stop by and get my free taco for lunch. Why not? It's free. I'm not saying it's the best lunch you can have, but if it's free, it's for me, so I'll give it another shot.
Yeah, right. And and why not? And they get a little plug. I hope it pays off with them, and for you too, Andy.
Well, we can report on that later on.
All right. Andy, anything else you want to share with us on the World Series?
Well, the fact, I was kind of surprised it ended up going back to Houston for this Game 6. I really thought with the momentum the Braves were carrying over the weekend that they were going to take Game 5 and win in front of the home crowd, especially after the first inning when Adam Duvall hit the grand slam to put the Braves up 4-0. It was kind of like a Red Sox collapse in this game. I guess that little Boston connection for the Braves on that one. But, give the Astros credit. They fought back, and they take it home, and they got to win, both games, obviously. But the Braves do have their top two starting pitchers lined up for Game 6 and a Game 7, so you have to give the Braves an advantage in the starting pitching department. But in Game 6 and a Game 7, all hands on deck, all pitches will be available. So we'll have to see how it all plays out. But, I'm the kind of person that when the Red Sox aren't involved, I like to see a playoff series go the full 7 games, so it could get my wish on that one. So we'll have to see how it all plays out. But I am rooting for the Braves in this series. I would like to see them pick up the title.
Yeah, I see. Hey, Andy, and you're right. So it looks like it looks eerily familiar. If you're a Braves fan, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, this sounds like the Red Sox-Astros series unfolding in front of us here. Yeah,
absolutely. So hopefully they can avoid the collapse altogether and win that World Series.
Well, we know somebody that'll never collapse on us here is our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. Andy, great talking with you, and we'll check back soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell.